Inspiration for the second single, Another You?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit more on the love theme. that song is all about taking risks, taking chances. And again, I was fascinated with the idea of sort of science fiction, the idea of parallel worlds or parallel universes, and wondering what the version of me in another parallel universe would be like if he hadn't taken the same risks and stepped out of his comfort zone in the same way. And around that time, I actually had just started dating the woman that I'm going to marry in a couple weeks here. And so that was a really significant time. I think that the album, listening back to it now, it's crystallized this moment in my life where I felt like I was standing on the edge of something, on the edge of a lot of change and transition, taking a chance on this new relationship. And now I guess I see the fruit of that. And I also am startled when I think of just how easy it would have been for me to choose differently or for things to not have lined up the way they did perfectly for me to meet her. So I like the way that an album, it will capture almost a snapshot of a time in your life so that when you listen back to it, you're suddenly thrust right back into your state of mind, your emotional experience at that time. It brings me a lot of joy to look back on that now.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know if I ever feel in my element, to be honest. I think there are moments in the writing process that are incredibly frustrating and challenging. And there's other moments of breakthrough where everything feels right. And I've done it enough to know that it doesn't seem to be formulaic. I can't figure out some scientific way to crack it open, right? It just sometimes happens and sometimes doesn't. And then I think in the recording process, the same is true. You know, it's frustrating at times, and sometimes there's breakthroughs and you surprise yourself. Performing, we've had good shows and bad shows, you know, like when you're playing to a full house and the energy is amazing and people are singing along to your song, that's just an incredible feeling. I guess I would feel in my element in those moments, but you know, you contrast those with the polar opposite, playing to empty rooms on tour, which happens, you know, it happens to any band all the time.
Of course.
And so, yeah, those moments, they're humbling. They're very humbling. And they remind you to stay in it for the right reasons, I think. Yeah, so in my element, I don't know exactly what that means, but I've glimpsed it a couple times.
I understand that you've been working on some film scoring recently. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we've done three film scores now. So we've done two short film soundtracks, and most recently we just finished our first feature film. It's been an incredible exercise in, I guess, changing our approach. So when you're writing music for a film, you're very much in a supporting role. You're writing a three-minute pop song. The music needs to be changing and evolving all the time in order to stay interesting. And if you're writing music for film, sometimes it's imperceptible to the viewer what's even happening musically. They're so focused on the visuals, on the dialogue, that they might not even consciously realize what the music is doing. But I think we've really loved to play that supporting role and to have some kind of subtle impact on the experience of the viewer. So we've been able to collaborate with a longtime friend of ours, Brock Mitchell, who's directing this film. And in various capacities with him directing our music videos or us scoring his films, we've really learned to speak the same language in the way that we approach our art and the way we approach story. And so this element of helping to tell a story through the music has been really powerful for us, I think. And I find often sometimes scoring films, it has caused us to experiment a little bit more freely with our sound. The neat benefit of that is we learn new techniques that way. And sometimes when we come back and we write an album of our own again, we come at it from a different vantage point. But anyway, that film it's going to be, hopefully a really meaningful experience for people. The film is called A Gentleman, and it's all about sexual abuse on a high school basketball team. We felt that it's been a very important story to help tell, and we hope that people are moved by it, that it helps to create open dialogue for people who have maybe been the victim of sexual abuse in the past.
What a meaningful direction to be able to go in. I'd like to take us out with your song, Strangers. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, so I think I describe that one as kind of a song about love at first sight for people who don't think they like songs about love at first sight. I know I've always been skeptical of that kind of thing myself. The song explores that topic, I think, hopefully in a way that doesn't turn people away, but hopefully draws them in.
Wonderful. Evan, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
May, thank you so much for calling me. A pleasure to speak with you.
But some